This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Investigators in Jefferson County say the quarry fire was human-caused, and they are looking at it as a possible arson case. It appears the fire began on Deer Creek and Switchbacks, just above Grizzly Drive. So far, the fire is uncontained and has burned just under a square mile of land west of Chatfield State Park. The quarry fire and others burning in the state have produced heavy smoke across the northern Front Range. People sensitive to smoke should consider staying inside due to an air quality alert that covers much of the region. Meanwhile, snow continues to cloud the Front Range from these three ongoing wildfires. It's common knowledge that smoke can irritate our lungs, but the small particulates can do a lot more damage. Dr. David Buther is a pulmonologist at National Jewish Health in Denver.
What it actually can do is cause inflammation throughout the body. And so we see, on a population basis, increased visits to the ER for heart attacks, for example. So those with heart disease can be affected by poor air quality. And so we see systemic inflammation.
Dr. Buther's best advice is to stay indoors on poor air quality days and consider using an air filter if you can. And the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for Sunday morning along the northern Front Range. Temperatures will get up to 103 degrees in Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and on east into Greeley. Those kinds of high temperatures can cause heat-related illnesses. So drink plenty of fluids, stay out of the sun, and be sure to check up on those relatives and neighbors. In Denver at this hour, temps are in the mid-to-upper 90s. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.